This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. How scary is that to listen to a guy like Michael Cutler? He's not an hysterical alarmist. He's not an exaggerator. He's a former senior case officer with what's now known as DHS or ICE. He knows everything about the border. And he's telling you there aren't 11 million illegals, as I've told you many times. I've often said there's at least 24 million, but probably more like 34 million. He's agreeing with that. He doesn't think there's 24 million. He thinks there's absolutely at least 34 million. But then listen to just a key little thing he said. It was almost an aside. But he said there's going to be 100 million. And that doesn't surprise me because I've written columns about it. And I've said that number. I've said that if you legalize the 34 million or so that are here, if that is the number, and then you let in millions more, many millions more, and if you offer them free health care, they'll come from all over the world by the tens of millions, and then everyone that comes in gets to bring in, you know, 8 more or 10 more, and anybody they claim is their kid, even if it's not their kid, and they're getting paid, as he said, $2,000 each by the Mexican drug cartel to bring in 8 kids who aren't their 8 kids. So, of course, they're going to do it. They're making a lot of money. And so pretty soon, it's 100 million people in America. You know, we already have 300 million. There's going to be 400 million. And 100 million of them are going to be foreigners who don't care about American history or the American Constitution, don't know anything about it. And all they want is welfare, welfare, and welfare, and more welfare, and they're going to vote for whoever gives them more welfare, and that's always going to be the Democrat Party. No matter what Republicans do, they could twist themselves like pretzels and swear that we're going to be the party of illegal immigration, and the Democrats would get their vote, because every illegal knows that's who got them in. So, I mean, I just don't see how we're going to win this thing unless you find some way to stop this. Democrats won. They did not win fair and square. I sincerely believe, I don't even believe, I know they stole the election. And I kept arguing that if they're able to steal it, we'll never win again because they're going to open the borders and let everybody in, plus legalize everybody who's here. And guess what? It all happened, or it's all happening as we speak. So how are we ever going to win again? I don't know. I addressed the Spring, I think it was the Spring Valley Republicans yesterday, or Spring Mountain, I can never remember. But it was the Republican Women's Club, one of the big Republican women's clubs in the state of Nevada. And I said, look, as far as America goes, to me the answer is you can't get voter ID nationwide because we don't have the Congress, we don't have the Senate. So you're never going to get any of that. That's impossible. But what you can get is on a state-by-state basis, you can get voter ID and end ballot harvesting and end mail-in ballots without voter ID and all those nice things that we need, none of which are voter suppression, all of which are just simple election integrity measures that prevent massive wide-scale fraud. You can get them in just a few key states with Republican legislatures. And those just happen to be the states that lost the election for Trump and had really bad election laws. Pennsylvania, even though it's a blue state, has a Republican legislature, two Republican legislatures. So you can get those laws passed in Pennsylvania and Georgia and Michigan and Wisconsin. And then Democrats don't win those four states. And if a Republican wins those four states, assuming it might be Trump again in 2024, but it could also be Ron DeSantis, who's one of my favorites. Those are my two favorites, of course, for the presidential nomination, either Trump or Ron DeSantis. But the governor of Florida. But my point is, if one of those two is the nominee, and it's both Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. Other than that, the Republican Party would be an idiot, you know, to go for anybody else that's a rhino. But if you can get the conservative base excited, and those are your candidates, and you've got new voter ID laws in place, and you've banned ballot harvesting, and I've got a list of 20 things you should do. If you do that in those four key states, and I'd say the fifth state's Arizona, and the sixth state's Nevada, but I never count on it happening in Nevada because you can't get it in a state where Democrats are in control. And right now, Democrats are in control of Nevada. Governor and all the constitutional offices, other than Secretary of State, and she's worthless. I say that out loud. She's a Republican, and she is worthless. She has produced nothing. She has never stood in the way of a single bit of fraud. She's never admitted there's fraud, and she has never, ever, ever fought for a single Republican candidate, Trump or otherwise. I've never seen such a useless person in my life as the Republican Secretary of State of Nevada, and she's the only Republican of any major substance elected in the entire state. And I'd say that's because Democrats love her there. It shows, you know, hey, we got to let one in. Let's let one Republican in as long as she's harmless and never goes against us. And so they probably love her there. You know, it's a perfect position. As long as they keep winning, as long as they keep cheating, and she says nothing, it's no harm to have a Republican there, and it actually looks good. Makes them look better. So I don't count on anything good happening in Nevada. I really don't. But I think Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, all of them with Republican legislatures, can change their voter laws and tighten up the process and make sure you need voter ID, among many other things. And if you do that, we can win future elections for president and Congress and everything else. So that's on a national basis. On a local basis, in the state of Nevada, because my flagship station is absolutely right here in Las Vegas. It's KBET, 790 AM, the great Edward Stoltz in charge, and gave me all my great shots in radio. Thank you, Ed. And the only way we're ever getting back to Nevada is voter ID. Number one, voter ID, and we're not getting that as long as Democrats are in charge. But tomorrow, Nevada would be a completely red state if we had voter ID. You know, I mean, Democrats cheated and cheated and cheated in a thousand different ways, and all the illegals voted, and still they only won by 25,000 votes over Trump in 16 and by only 35,000 votes in 2020, and when they cheated far more. I mean, that's the reason why it went up 10,000. They cheated so much more. Oh, my gosh, it's unbelievable. So number one is you got to get voter ID, and Nevada's overnight a Republican state. But number two, if you don't get voter ID, I've got the idea. Wayne Root wants to found a super PAC. I need a very rich guy. I hope one of you is listening. A very rich guy or a very rich gal to put up a couple of $1 million for me in the bank in my super PAC. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to campaign day and night in California on all the conservative talk radio and conservative talk TV shows. And I'm going to send out mailings to every registered Republican in the state day and night, night and day in the state of California. That says you lost California. Trump lost to Biden 8 million to 4 million. 8 million to 4 million. You lost 2 to 1, and your 4 million votes are completely wasted. And it won't make a difference if you lose 8 million to 4 million or 8 million to 3 million 8. It doesn't matter. It's the same exact result. But if you could ship 200,000 good Republican Californians to the state of Nevada, we win Nevada by a landslide and we flip Nevada red again forevermore. I mean, actually, 100,000 would easily do it, but 200,000 would do it by a landslide, and Democrats could never make up that many votes. So if we could convince in the next 4 years through my super PAC 200,000 Republican Californians to come here because their vote is completely wasted in California. And why would they want to stay there? Other than nice weather, California is a hole. California's a crap hole. California's a piece of you-know-what. Crap. Okay? The streets are filled with illegals. The streets are filled with murder and rape and carjackings and home invasion robberies. And the taxes are through the roof and the regulations are insane. And the whole place is filled with illegal aliens. It just stinks to high hell. California's become a crap hole. And it's filled with homeless people and it's filled with drug addicts and it's filled with drug needles on the ground. And California ain't worth living in anymore. And every Republican knows it. So yeah, that's why Nevada right now. I can't speak for Reno or Carson City or Lake Tahoe, but I'm sure they're all busy as well. I'm sure many San Franciscans and Sacramentoans are moving to those areas. But I know Las Vegas is bursting. You know, a lot of Republicans are leaving because they think Nevada's a blue Democrat state now. But it doesn't matter. Lots and lots of people are coming in from California. You know, even with all the people I know that are moving to Texas or Florida, And a lot of good Nevada Republicans are, in fact, moving to Texas or Florida or Park City, Utah, another place a lot of us are moving. And I love Park City, Utah. But even with all the Las Vegans who are getting out, real estate is hitting record highs. And if you put a house on the market, it's sold in minutes, literally, in minutes or hours. Because so many people are coming in from California. California, they're all getting out. So my argument that you want to leave and come here if you're a good Republican, you don't like high taxes and regulations, is a perfect argument. They're already coming here. They're already predisposed to come here. So if we can just make sure the people that come are not any people from California, they are the business owners and the high-income earners who vote Republican conservative. And if I can recruit around 200,000 of them, and if I fall short and only recruit 100, we win every election forevermore. We flip Nevada red. And once you flip Nevada red, then I will literally, my super PAC will spend literally millions of dollars to lobby Nevadans to vote for voter ID. You don't even need the legislature. You just need to put in the initiative process, right? And people get to vote on it. We're an initiative state, and you get to vote. When you go to vote on election day, there are several questions up for vote, and one of them should be voter ID. And if we could pass voter ID, then we're going to win every election forever. Nevada can still be 100% red. If I can recruit lots of California Republicans, and if we can get voter ID after that, everything could change. We're nothing like California. You have to see California, 8 million to 4 million, 2 to 1, massive landslide for Joe Biden. Nevada, massive cheating, homeless people voting, 500, 1,000 people at one address, dead people voting, fraud everywhere, illegal aliens voting like crazy because they all get a driver's license and get registered to vote at DMV. And despite all of that, they beat Trump by 25,000 in 16 and by only 35,000 in 20. It's a total Republican red state being stolen from us by fraud, fraud, fraud. And I'm going to change it. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off, freedomhealthalliance.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals,
bail out broke cities and states. The Ted is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, a little station identification. First of all, the way to reach me is WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com, that's my email. I'd love to hear from you. Keep the emails coming, WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. All my commentaries and videos are at RootForAmerica.com. My opinions all day long at Parler, no longer Twitter. I'm banned for life from Twitter. You know, unlike the Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran, who murders people every day, he's allowed to tweet, but I'm not. Unlike Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela, he's allowed to tweet every day, but I'm not. He kills all his political opponents, tortures his citizens, starves them to death. Unlike the Chinese communist leaders who send all their citizens to concentration camps, they're allowed to tweet. I'm not. But at Parler, you can find me at Real Wayne Root, at Real Wayne Root. And my podcast, War Raw, every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, plus a special weekend edition with my top 10 conservative stories of the week, available anywhere you download great great podcasts, including iHeartRadio's app. Great place to find it, iHeartRadio app. And then the sponsor of this segment of the show is Freedom Health Alliance, because I'm a very healthy guy and I take a lot of vitamins and nutritional supplements. And our nation is in such turmoil and our immune systems are facing perhaps the most stress in history. Perhaps there's never been a moment where conservatives are more stressed out based on what I talk about all day and what Michael Cutler talks about, the 100 million people that could be heading our way to fill our country because of open borders. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50%, 50, half off on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution. You know how I feel about silver. I've been drinking it for 25 years. Plus liquid vitamin D complex. You hear it in the news all the time, the value of vitamin D, premium probiotic formula to create healthy bacteria in your stomach and your gut, and natural immune support. We all need strong immune systems. This bundle of products is handpicked specifically by me for you at 50% off, half off. Made a big difference in my life, and I'd love you to try it out. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Use the promo code WAR to get 50% off the Freedom Bundle, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. There is good news out there, by the way. Interspersed with the incredible Biden news and the Biden traitor, you know, treason against this country and the open borders and the craziness of liberals, there is good news. A Missouri county legalizes the arrest of feds who try to violate the citizens' Second Amendment rights. In preparation of the Biden administration passing anti-gun legislation, a county in Missouri passed an ordinance which would invalidate the federal government from infringing on the Second Amendment rights of its citizens. The ordinance grants county sheriff full authority to make an arrest of any and all federal agents that violate state laws and enforce regulations. The Second Amendment Preservation Act of Newton County, Missouri, cites the state's own constitution for justifying the legislation. All federal acts, laws, orders, rules, and regulations passed by the federal government and specifically by any presidential administration, whether past, present, or future, which infringe on the people's rights to keep and bear arms as guaranteed by the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution and Articles 1, Section 23 of the Missouri Constitution, shall be invalid in this county. The ordinance would criminalize the enforcement of any federal law that infringes upon the citizens of Newton County's right to keep and bear arms. Look, if there could be sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties and sanctuary states just for illegals that don't have to abide by America's laws, it doesn't matter anymore. You can commit, break any crime you want, no big deal. Democrats don't think it's a big deal, that it doesn't count. Well, then we could do the same thing. We could have sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, sanctuary counties, red cities, red states. And don't forget this new insanity with the vaccine. COVID's going away. It's disappearing. It's just gone. It should be completely gone by April. Lots of experts say that. I'll have some stories about that later on the show. So how about if they start to demand you can't even go out to eat, you can't go to the movies, you can't get on an airplane, you can't go to the theater, you can't go to the Vegas Strip without a COVID passport? Well, I guess all of us are going to have to go, who don't want to get the vaccine, will just have to go get a fake COVID passport. It's no different than having fake ID like all the illegal aliens do. It's no different than being illegally in the country. You can't arrest an illegal alien in a sanctuary city for being illegally in the country. I guess all the conservatives who don't want the vaccine, which is most Trump voters, are just going to have to get fake COVID passports. What do you think?
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden spending much of his Friday in the Lone Star State, the president speaking at a mass coronavirus vaccination center in Texas. Before that, he stopped at an emergency operations center and then a food bank in Houston. The area is facing critical food shortages due to the freezing weather and widespread power outages. The Pentagon is establishing an independent review commission to examine sexual assault in the military.
This commission is dedicated to those service members who suffered from sexual assault.
Lynn Rosenthal is leading the commission and will have 90 days to review military policies and procedures and then recommend changes. Rosenthal had previously served as the White House advisor on violence against women in former President Obama's administration. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, non-high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. The Root's on fire. We got a guest, Adam Korzenewski, former Treasury Department official in the Trump administration, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, hoorah, Columbia University Rob. Graduate, go Lions. Hey, Adam, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm doing great. It's great to hear from you. I've always enjoyed being on your show.
All right, so two Columbia University grads and two warriors, and let's talk about Texas and the energy infrastructure, that the problems that have been going on there. And so there's, once again, two sets of facts. I don't know which is the reality, or I mean, I know which one I think is the reality. Conservatives argue that green energy and wind turbines in specific caused this disaster, this meltdown in Texas that almost knocked out their electrical grid for months. Texas would have been turned into a third world wasteland. They claim they were hours away from it all melting down. And all of this is because of green energy and also a leadership of all non-Texans on that board that just resigned, that's in charge of the electric grid. Crazy. Liberals claim it has nothing to do with it at all, that this is about Texas being, you know, a state of no energy regulation, and there's all anti-regulation and anti-rules and regulations that other states have, and that's why Texas got in trouble. What say you?
Well, not only is it wind, but it gets more complicated than that. And the leftists are slightly right in a way, but they say there's not enough regulations, but there wasn't enough regulation on the wind power construction.
Because it wasn't prepared for winter. It wasn't winterized, right?
It wasn't winterized. And because basically you have just, so if you're a green energy company in West Texas building power windmills, you just have a license to build as long as you can get the land and the permits to put those up. There is, they were able to build so many of them that they basically pushed investment out of natural gas and oil to power generation.
And if you understand the situation so well, how did this happen? I mean, Texas is such a red Republican state and such a big pro-oil fossil fuel state, fracking and coal and oil and natural gas. I thought everyone in Texas is a big red Republican, and all the leaders are Republicans, and the governor's a Republican, lieutenant governor's a Republican, the agriculture commission's a Republican. How did they let all this happen?
Well, so, you know, you got to think of it this way. This is why President Trump was suspicious of wind, because it's not about the wind itself or the power generations itself. It's a real estate deal, right? These are massive real estate projects. Why? Because you only can build so many windmills literally on top of each other. They have to have a certain amount of space. And in a place where, like West Texas, where land is relatively cheap and these real estate developers can sell power to the state, well, it becomes more productive than necessarily growing crops on some of this land, especially some of the land that's harder to actually cultivate. And so, you know, that's what happened. It's like this, it's the same kind of thing that's going on with, certain politicians in Texas trying to encourage all, like, these Silicon Valley leftists to come join, you know, the great state of Texas. Well, you know, it's, they're looking at it as like, look, everybody's money is green. And at the end of the day, like, you know, some things are important, like keeping your energy infrastructure sound in the case of emergencies, like that's what happened.
Right. And so what is your solution for this whole thing, by the way, Adam?
So, you know, like it's a huge problem. It's much bigger than what we expect, right? Because like what happened after the wind failed is that they tried to increase natural gas production in an emergency cycle. And there was not enough natural gas pressure in the lines to keep it from freezing. And so because the pressure dropped, despite trying to burn more gas to make up the difference, they just couldn't pull enough out of the ground. So they need to rethink about how they improve the base infrastructure for power generation across the system. And, you know, this is the reason why infrastructure costs are going through the roof for any sort of attempts to rebuild this stuff, primarily because we don't even manufacture the parts in this country. And we have to start actually taking this stuff seriously. We have to start constructing energy power grids and redundancies more seriously. We We also just need to be able to produce the base manufactured goods. We can't be constantly shipping it from Asia, from South America, from Europe, or the parts for these things. We should be able to produce a lot of the electrical components, a lot of the steel here to make it less expensive to develop the power grids that we deserve as Americans.
So let me guess, and I think you just said it seconds ago, I'm assuming you're hinting that all these windmills and all the power generation facilities, even the natural gas, even the oil, even the coal, a lot of the equipment we import from China is my guess.
Well, you know, it's not just China. It's like a lot of different places. You know, one of the things that sounds a little bit like a tangent, and, you know, you got to bear with me on this one, is, like, you know, when you build a ship in the United States, where does the steel come from? Well, a lot of it comes from Korea, right? Well, because Korea has spent the effort to develop the kind of industries to make the specific kind of steel that shipbuilders prefer to make. We used to do that, but we stopped doing that. We outsourced the jobs. And it's not just China. It's a lot of different places. And this is why President Trump was against multilateral trade deals. Right? Because sometimes, even though you're maybe sourcing something from China or from Mexico or someplace that, like, say you would hypothetically know where the product is coming from, it may be coming from a third party from a different country in between that. And you wouldn't know necessarily unless if you're deeply in part of this supply chain structure. And that's the thing is, like, we don't necessarily build our own things, and we don't necessarily even buy it directly from the sources. And that's why the United States really needs to onshore manufacturing for these key critical components of of our power grid, of our manufacturing sector, and also our defense sectors.
We're talking to Adam Korzenewski, former Treasury Department official for the Trump administration, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, Columbia University graduate, my alma mater. And let me ask you a question about Joe Biden and the Biden administration. I've only seen one article. In the entire United States of America, one article at one conservative website that claimed that when the energy grid was in the process of going down and they realized that the windmills had frozen and that all the energy was going to, you know, go down and people would not have any electric, would not have any heat, would not have water soon, et cetera, that the governor of Texas, Abbott, appealed to the Biden administration to allow them to, normally you're only allowed, I guess, to use a certain amount of fossil fuel on the electric grid and versus the turbines, the wind turbines. He appealed to let them fire up all the coal plants and the natural gas plants and bring in lots more power from those sources, and he was turned down by the Biden administration. I did not read that anywhere else. I'm wondering if you heard anything about this.
So I actually read the order from the acting secretary of the Department of Energy. So, basically, like, Department of Energy normally throttles how much fuel you're supposed to burn at any one time. And part of it is to also make sure that you don't burn out generators, right? If you can't, during normal circuit operation, if you can't produce enough energy, you're supposed to build another one, right? They're just basic brass tacks. So what they did was they allowed emergency burns for some of these natural gas plants. What they said was they could only bring it down, the price of electricity down to a floor of $1,500 per megawatt hour. Do you know what the normal price of the electricity per megawatt hour in Texas is during this time of year?
It's probably very cheap, right?
$20.00 versus what the Biden administration said, which is $1,500 was the floor that it could bring it down to. During a peak summer heat, normally it's around $100. So we're still talking multiple times increases. So, like, it wasn't a meaningful extra increase in capacity that they were allowed to expend with natural gas generators going on overdrive. So, like, it was a lip service. And this is kind of the thing you're alluding to, is that this is part of the Biden agenda of economic austerity, a way to kind of punish the average American for, you know, who they are, basically.
Right, so this is a sign. A lot of conservatives have said this is a sign of what's going to come over the next 4 years with Democrats in control and their entire agenda built around climate change and, believe it or not, social justice and climate justice. It's going to weaken American energy business, and we're going to wind up dependent on our enemies around the world again because we're not going to be the leader anymore. And we're going to wind up a lot like Texas and California with rolling blackouts because you can't depend on green energy. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And this is the thing, too, is like there is a warning sign in all of this, and it was California 2020 summer. California solar generators were tested to the absolute max, and you saw rolling blackouts, primarily because of two things. One, power demand in general is just so high, and two, there's the big fires that were preventing a large swath of the solar panels from operating. And it really stressed the maximum capacity of California's power grid. And the thing that California could rely on is the rest of the West Coast power grid. Texas is actually its own independent power grid. So when the wind generators couldn't keep up, there wasn't really a way. The only connection that they have is to the East Coast power grid. There literally wasn't a way for the East Coast to meaningfully pipe enough electricity in there to keep Texas going by itself. And so, you know, we got to see a microcosm of it. But, like, the much bigger thing is, and the much bigger thing that we got to think about is that, like, look, we're already seeing these similar problems in California. The only reason why we don't know about it is because the media covers up for it, as well as the rest of the West Coast power grid can pick up the slack so that there isn't, like, some sort of multi-day shutdown of power in California.
Hey, Adam, we're on the run. We're up against a news break. Adam Korzenowski, former Treasury Department official for Trump administration, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, and Columbia University grad. Thank you for your service, Adam, and thank you for coming on the show again. We'll see you soon. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoof. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoof. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoof.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone.
to me benefits the strength of your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. 50% off FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Dish.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Well, I mean, it's nothing we didn't know. It's not a shocker, but the Democratic Party officially has jumped the shark. And officially is the party that represents people that don't believe in God, that don't like God, that think God has no part in our society. It's really quite amazing. Because there was a little debate on the House floor today, and a top Republican congressman was giving a speech and talking about God's will. Greg Stubbe, Republican of Florida, spoke on the House floor about God's will and a nation in rebellion against God. And I think he was mostly referring to this whole transgender issue and allowing transgenders to participate in women's sporting events and women's locker rooms and women's bathrooms and women's road trips and all the other stuff. And he said what he said, and the next thing you know, Jerry Nadler pops up and said, Democrat leader Jerry Nadler from New York jumps in and says, Mr. Stubbe, when any religious tradition ascribes as God's will, has no concern of this Congress. Which, you know, even for a Democrat is stunning to hear out loud. It's not that it surprises me in any way. It's pretty obvious that the Republican Party is a party of spiritual and religious people and Christianity. And the Democrat Party is not. The Democrat Party is the party that booed God at the Democrat convention like 8 years ago. So there's no shock here. That was pretty shocking. But there's no shock anymore to realize it's a party of atheists and people who hate America and hate God. But to hear a Democrat, an important Democrat congressman like Jerry Nadler, a top, top leader, say it out loud that, you know, if it involves God, religious tradition, it's of no concern to Congress, is rather shocking. It really is. But, you know, we all get it. I understand that's what they're like. I just can't believe they say it out loud. They don't care anymore. You know why they don't care anymore? Because if you could steal elections, what does it matter if Christians vote against you? What if every good Christian that goes to church on Sunday morning, or some Christians go to church every day,
Some Catholics go to church every day. What if some nice Christians all hear this and go, I'm voting only Republican. I'm voting against the Democrats. They are heathens. They are of the devil. Okay, so what? The election's being stolen. It's rigged. If none of it matters, then it doesn't matter that you're offending every Christian in this country, every religious Christian in this country. It doesn't matter. Who you offend? So cops hate you? Who cares? The military hates you? Who cares? Christians hate you? Who cares? Catholics hate you? Who cares? Mormons hate you? Who cares? Religious Jews hate you? Who cares? Every small business owner in America hates you? Who cares? All their employees hate you? Who cares? So when I put that all together, it sounds like you'd lose every election, right? And how about all of that plus Trump added record numbers of blacks and Hispanics? You'd think it's a lock to win the election, right? Not if it's rigged and stolen. So Democrats know that. They don't care anymore. They're out in the open. They're not in the closet. They hate white people. They hate Christians. They hate America. And they hate God. And it doesn't matter. They're rigging elections and stealing them. So, you know, unless God physically appears tomorrow and strikes them all down for being liars and cheats and hands the country back to Trump and the Republicans, which I just don't think is going to happen realistically, right? Do you? Unless that happens, they got away with it. And they're going to continue to get away with it, you know? And people know that. That's the problem. Here's one of my fans. You know, I hate to even read these letters out loud to you, because I know many of you are thinking the exact same thing. Patrick says, Wayne, I do appreciate your optimism, but unless 2020 is fixed, there is no hope for America. This egregious assault on those of us who voted for Trump will never heal. I, like millions of others, are worried that we shouldn't even vote anymore. I look to a secession movement of Texas and 19 other red states. I will go there. We need our own country. Every single institution has failed. Even with voter reform, the system will be rigged because the corruption is so vast. We are now a banana republic and laughingstock to the world. Unless something happens to get our president back in office, civil war is coming. Well, first, let me say two things, Patrick. Let me say three things. First of all, I understand where you come from. I completely get it. You know, I completely get it. You know, if someone robs you, robs your store, you work hard all day, they rob your store, and then the police say, sorry, we don't care, after a while you're going to get pretty disgruntled, you're going to walk up, pick up your marbles and walk away, right? That's what he's saying. But I don't think you could ever give up, and I don't think it's right to say, hey, maybe we should never vote again. That's wrong. We got to fight, and we got to vote again. Don't tell me you're walking away. You got to vote again. But now the third thing I'd say is I'm the first guy who said before Rush or anyone else, maybe we got to consider secession. Let's call it divorce. Americans are very comfortable with divorce. No one likes it, but half of a marriage is ended divorce. So people know divorce. So maybe it's time to start talking about a peaceful divorce in the United States. I don't agree that we're absolutely headed for civil war. I think there's a good chance that a civil war could break out because of the horrible things liberals are doing to us, the censorship and the hate and taking away our jobs. You're creating lots and lots of bitter and cheating so our votes don't matter. You're creating lots of bitter Christians, lots of bitter conservatives, lots of bitter capitalists, small business people, lots of bitter people who are jobless. Yeah, a civil war might be coming. I'd like to think we could have a peaceful divorce. Mommy's a liberal, daddy's a conservative, and I'm going with mommy. I'm going with daddy.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.